Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. This is October 1st, 2021. Really happy that we're finally in October. For me, I'm always looking into this stuff, so it's kind of Halloween all year round for me, but especially this month, because everybody starts getting into it around this time, so always, I don't know, it makes me happier when other people start getting into this stuff too, even if it's only temporary. But to listen to all episodes of the podcast, you can visit my podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com, and that's S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And there you can find all the episodes, and along with links to all my social media and ways to donate. And the donations would go towards equipment as needed and research materials as well, just because books are useful, even if they're just digital ones. They're useful, and I think there's a lot I'd like to listen to and read. And but unfortunately, it costs money. But again, that's just to let you all know there are ways to donate, and it's always appreciated but never expected. But yeah, so all that's on the page. And then if you want to send me comments or questions before or after streams, just whenever you have thoughts or whatever, or if you have stories you'd like to share about paranormal experiences, you can email me at salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And that is also on the podcast page as well. And I will read whatever you send and see if I can use it for the show. And so that's another way you can reach me. Or you can just be here in the Discord as well. Which you should also be able to find a link to the Discord in the podcast page. And also on social media, I usually post the link to the Discord before I'm going to stream. Usually the morning of or the afternoon of. So, also I'm excited because at some point on Halloween Day, which is the 31st, of course, which is a Sunday this year, I want to do a stream. I don't know what time yet. I was hoping you all could kind of give me an idea of what times would work for you. I know it's impossible to get the time that works for everyone, but I'm open to anything as long as it's not too early in the morning. I'm nocturnal pretty much at this point. So, afternoons or later, as far as Eastern time goes, are better for me. So, but we'll see. And I'll be doing other events. I'll be appearing on at least one other podcast this month. I have another one that I just recently recorded, and that should be out soon as well. I believe within a week. So I'll be sharing those links in the Discord as well. I should probably put them up on the... I don't know how I would do that, but anyway, they are in the Discord. That's really where I do a lot of stuff, a lot of my posts and notifications and updates. Most of that is done through Discord first, before anything else, so they're around the same time at the latest. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to those, and I always love talking about the stuff with other show hosts. And so it should be a fun month. Like I said in the last show, next week I'm going to do either a 2 or 3 part series on haunted caves and underground areas. Just because it came up in another show I listened to, Troubled Minds Radio. They were the one of their episodes was a inspiration for that, and I want to thank them for that again. And so I'm going to look into that over the weekend and put some shows together revolving around that for next week. Probably they do two or three, depending on what I find, and we'll go from there. Because I do like finding the true ghost stories, just random stories from the internet, and just like what I'm going to be reading today. So, and as I discussed in the last stream, I've decided that it's best for the show if I in the stories first, just to make sure they're kind of what we're looking for, or at least what I'm more interested in reading. So I've already read some of these, most of these, if not, at the very least, I've scanned them, skimmed over them. So hopefully we'll still enjoy it, and there should be a lot less of me pausing in between. I won't be looking for the stories in between anymore now, so once I get this going, it'll just be the stories and then my reactions and reading anything that comes up in chat. So, and with that, I will open up the and get to it. So these are all just from a couple different websites online and stories I found interesting, and we'll see where we go with them. I don't know if I'll get through all the ones I have picked out here, but that's okay. If I don't, there's always the next time we do one of these episodes. So I'm not too worried about that. So the first one here is just called True Story. And it says, as a kid, I had an imaginary friend that was at the end of my hall. She was a girl, maybe 11, and she wore a white dress with dark hair. But she wasn't a friend. Every time I saw her, I got an extremely horrific feeling. And I only noticed her when I walked down the hall. I didn't want to see her or talk to her, but I remember her just staring at me. I almost feel sad to this day. I feel like she was just a sad, lonely little girl. Someone who wanted a friend for themselves. About 3 years later, I saw a different ghost walk through the living room. He was wearing a white and black suit and walking towards the hall. And my sister tells me the day later that she saw the girl walk through the walls of the hallway. I believe on that day, that little girl found a friend. That's an interesting story. It kind of shows how our opinions of events can change over time. I've had that experience as well. Had some experiences as a kid that seemed really scary and made me think that whatever was there was just really bad, but and I did encounter bad stuff over the years, but I think in a lot of cases it was just because I was frightened and didn't know what to make of what I was seeing, and so it seemed bad, even if it wasn't necessarily meant to be bad. Excuse me. So, it's interesting that the author has a different outlook on what happened now, after time. So, I forgot to put on do something here for the stream. But luckily it's not a big deal. This is, as always, I'm still learning as I'm doing this, so there we go. That way we shouldn't hear any random noises excuse me, from Discord as I'm reading these stories. So, okay. So let's move on to the next one. This one is, kind of goes back to some of the earlier stories from this week, but, here we go. It's called Creepy Nursing Home Stories. The other day we got a story from someone talking about how the alarms in the rooms, the empty rooms, would go off for no apparent reason. So, that was interesting. So here we go. It says, I was evaluating a patient in a nursing home. This involved assessing memory and orientation and determining if they were having a cognitive decline or not. So I was sitting on the patient's bed, and she was in a chair facing the door. As we were wrapping up, the patient looked over my shoulder and asked someone in the doorway, "Can I help you?" I turned around, expecting to see a nurse or a fellow therapist, but there was no one there. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up because the patient clearly saw someone there and wasn't confused about that at all. I went about my business, wrote up my report, and left for the day. When I came back the next day, I was informed that the patient had died overnight. I'm guessing her guest was there to collect her. The lady next door to her told me a few days later about the man in my closet, and she was gone a few days later as well. And that's where that one ends. It's not uncommon for these stories for people to have experiences where they see someone. Sometimes it's people they know that have already passed on. Other times it's just random strangers. They'll see them while they're alive near the end. And then they will pass. Not long after that. So that is another thing that pops up in a lot of these stories, especially of older people or people that are about to where they have these experiences. Now this next one I found was interesting in that it is kind of a similar topic, even though it wasn't a thread that I was looking through that had all these kinds of stories. So, it says, I worked on the night shift at a long-term care home. I had a resident bell ring at 2:59 a.m. I went in and asked her what she needed, and she proceeded to yell that there was a man in her bathroom, and I needed to get him out. It says, in parentheses, we had people who would wander into others' rooms. So I asked her what the man looked like, and she said that he was a black figure and he had no face. I calmed her. Wait, I think I missed the spot. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, there we go. It's page break. Because I'm in Microsoft Word. Hang on here. And that was not an ad for Microsoft Word. That's just what I'm using. Anyway, I calmed her down and then told whoever was in the bathroom that they had to leave her alone. I then went back to my charting. And around 3:10, I had another call bell ring, but from the other side of the floor from where the first bell went off. There's no periods in this, or barely any, so it's hard to tell where the sentences are starting and ending. I went into this resident's room. This particular resident would ask for pain meds around this time, and I asked if he needed meds. He told me, and I quote, "There's a creepy man in my room with no face. You need to get him out." My blood ran cold, and I had a nurse stay with me on the floor for the rest of my shift. And that's where that one ends. That's, it's interesting. It's like there was someone there that only the patients could see. And when the staff there told them to go to one place or another to get out of a room, they did move. They moved from one room to another. That's interesting when that happens. I mean, I guess you could say maybe somehow the patients are collaborating on a hoax, but I don't know. I feel like maybe the staff there might figure that out. I guess it's impossible to say, but just the idea of there being, of that actually happening, and there being someone in there without a face, and that's a dark figure. Sounds like they mean like a shadow figure almost. That moves around from room to room when they're told to get out of a room. I don't know. That was interesting. And it was, like I said, it's funny that I found those two stories one right after the other. So, that happens. Other shows I listen to, that happens as well. So, let's see where we're at. Okay. Let's see here. This next one is called... Let me see what lost my spot again. Okay, this last one, or this last one, not necessarily the last one. This next one is called "Saw a Ghost of a Young Boy Today While Visiting My Mom's Plaque at a Cemetery." Logan, my cat, is saying hi. Well, apparently a lot of times I ask and not everyone can hear her over the recording, so that's a good thing. But, anyway. So this says, "I saw a ghost of a young boy today while visiting my mom's plaque today at a cemetery that's near where I live in Adelaide." I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. And it says they're from Australia. And it goes on, "Has anyone ever had an experience like that before? I'm still shaken up because I don't mind if I ever see a ghost, but the cemetery was nearly closing, and my car was the only one around, and nobody else was about. I tried to go after the boy to see if he was really what I was seeing. He looked about 8 to 10 years old. Brown blonde hair, and he looked like he was zooming fast, although he was walking, if that makes sense, but like just for fun, and not even to the gates to get out of the cemetery. and I didn't even see where he came from. I asked him, "Are you okay? Where's your parents?" Thinking it's probably someone's kid needing to be let out of the cemetery. But in reality, now that I think about it, because I looked to see where he was, and he was literally gone, like, out of thin air. He was basically a ghost. He basically popped up, and then he disappeared, like, out of thin air. Let me see. And then they ask, "Anyone ever had an experience like that?" I told my older sister, and she said, "They might pop up into my dreams tonight, and it might mean something." What does everyone think? Am I going crazy, or do people think it was actually a ghost? And that's an interesting one. I've heard of that, where it seems like sometimes spirits, their motions are just that of regular people walking or moving, but then somehow they're covering distances that don't match their movements. So, that's interesting. I don't even really want to touch the whole crazy or not crazy part. I mean, but that's an interesting sighting to have there. Seems like cemeteries, you never know how they're going to. There's not a uniform feeling for all of them. Some feel peaceful and positive, and others supposedly not so much. So, I don't know what to make of that one. But again, if they were moving faster than it seems like they should have, then I kind of doubt it was a regular person, living person. So, yeah. But that's an interesting one. I do feel like I've been to a few cemeteries, and most of them, I think, excuse me, everyone that I've been to so far, and I've only been to a couple, but they've all felt peaceful. But, so yeah, I don't know. Interesting story, though. So we'll move on here. Let me see. Next one is just called "Saw a Ghost While Walking." It says, "I was walking with my partner after getting some takeout before they closed down at about midnight. We were walking past a bingo hall. My partner on the inside side of the path, and I was on the roadside. There's a street light in between us and my view to the door of the bingo hall. Just as I get about level with the street light, I suddenly see a figure appear past the street light at the doors of the bingo hall. Okay. It was an older man wearing a green coat. He had his hands in his pockets and was wearing a flat cap. His face sort of looked like a bad watercolor painting. As I took my next step and went past the street lamp and my vision was obscured for a moment, he was gone. I stopped dead on the street, and my partner asked what was wrong. I told them what had happened, and they approached the door, and the place was closed. I was genuinely spooked, and I keep thinking about it." So, that sounds like another... When they're appearing and disappearing. Especially if the place is closed, unless he had a key. Which, I would think if he had a key, he wouldn't be able to disappear all that fast. And then they would have seen the doors open and close, or at least one of them would have. So, I don't know. That's another sighting of something that doesn't make sense. So, let's see here. Move on to the next one. Moving through these faster than I wasn't sure how quickly we move through these, but not having to pause very long in between to find the next one. It's definitely helping get through more of these stories. So that's nice. At least it would help if I wasn't talking about that. But anyway. This one is called Man of the House. It says, I'm not sure if this is a love story or a ghost story. I have always been clairvoyant and have experienced odd things, but nothing like this, and I haven't experienced it again. I was in the fifth grade, and my family moved to a ranch home in Gainesville, built after the World War by a couple who had moved from Germany. The elderly woman, who owned the home would not sell it to the fraternities or young people. It was the home she and her husband built to raise their family and live their life. But she decided my family should own it, so it was sold. It was a perfect location right down the street from the Ben Hill Griffin Gator Stadium, and next to my school. However, it came with something, or someone else. It began with loud banging, like someone was jumping above my ceiling, or dropping a 100-pound box. It wasn't animals. It was much too big, and we had nothing in the attic. Then the knobs that were original would stop working, locking me into rooms, into my bedroom, and I would have to manually take apart the knob to get out. That's interesting. However, none of my other family experienced this. Then things would disappear and reappear in places I would never put them. Like my phone being hidden in a random chest in my room. There would be footsteps, however no one was home except me. Then I saw him clear as day. Which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's what clairvoyance is, seeing spirits. If I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look that up for sure, but I think it is. Says, I was walking into the hallway where there were three thresholds. One to the living room, one to the kitchen, and one to the office. As I walked, a transparent man over 6 feet tall walked from the kitchen into the office. For a moment, I thought it was my father, only to look up and see him sitting on the couch. It was enough to make me drop what I had in my hands. I was scared at first. Luckily, he was not an evil poltergeist. I think at first he wanted us out of his home, but I began ignoring him. The lesser mind I paid to him, the more his actions dwindled. I still think about him from time to time. He was a powerful spirit, but only because I know he was so connected to that home, and for the right reasons. He may have seen my family falling apart behind the scenes and been trying to warn. Who knows? But what I do know is he was a man who loved his home, and his wife still loved him enough to want to try her best to place it in good hands. And that's an interesting one. Again, it goes back to that not all spirits are bad. I think they meant a ranch style home. I don't know if it was actually a ranch, but still, yeah. I think just houses anyway. You never know. It's funny because you hear about how supposedly ghosts are supposed to just be in older homes, and that's not always the case. So good to see you in the chat, Night Stalker. It's hard to say. Let me see how long the next one is. If it's not too long, I'll do it. Let me see here. I think I better save that one for next time. But yeah, let me check on that, what I was talking about there, regarding the clairvoyance thing. I hear all these terms and sometimes I forget what they mean. So I'm just checking right now. Okay. Oh, so that wasn't what it was. It says here, the supposed faculty of perceiving things or events in the future are beyond normal sensory contact. She stared at the card as if she could contact the writer by clairvoyance. So I guess that doesn't necessarily mean seeing things. I don't know. But anyway, that's, yeah. So, but that was still an interesting one. And, that still leaves, four stories that I have, basically stockpiled away now for next time I do one of those episodes. So that's good. I figured I'd look for 10 stories today and then get through as many of them as I could in an episode. And, so yeah, so at least we got through about 6 of them. That's not bad. It's really interesting. You never know what kind of, the style of the house doesn't necessarily determine. I mean, I've heard of, you hear about stories about haunted, trailer park homes, just as often as you'd hear about regular houses. I think it depends on the land and it depends on the people that are there. Sometimes it's not even the place that's haunted, it's the person. So sometimes I wonder about the place I'm in right now, if it's really if that's really anything that's here other than my part-time roommate that likes to hang out in my bedroom closet. Other than that, nothing else major. Really here all the time. But Knife Stalker says, yeah, the land might factor in too, definitely. Any rivers and whatnot nearby, yeah. Yes, yeah. We'll cover that in the second try at the interview that I want to do with Night Stalker at some point soon. I just have to try out one thing real quick to make sure everything works, and then we'll be doing that soon. Water and running water and different, the makeup of the land in terms of the minerals and all that can definitely play into all that. Just because I mentioned it, I have, ever since I've been in this apartment, I've had this feeling that I used to get, and I still get it, in my bedroom, which I use as a storage room now, because I like to have a more open area, and to be by my computer when I'm sleeping. Not right next to it, but just so I can go over and turn on whatever music or podcast I want. Hello, I see you there in the chat there, Mike. Yeah. Speaking of podcasts, and like I said, I've been inspired to do what I'm planning next week, episodes on Haunted Cave by Michael Strange of Trouble Minds Radio. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. And then we have plans for another episode at some point too. So, but yeah, so I have, ever since I moved in here, I would always get this feeling at night that there was someone hanging out in the bedroom closet, but it never did anything. It was just like it went there and it stayed there, and all it wanted was to be left alone. And it's never done anything. And the few times that I've gone in there at night to get something or put something away or whatever, it doesn't ever do anything. It's never made any kind of negative moves or, done anything bad towards me or anyone else here. But it just likes to be alone in there at night. And once in a great while, it will come out when I'm listening to a podcast about all this stuff. But normally it doesn't. Normally it just stays in that room. And, but you know, I don't mind, because it's never harmed me at all, and apparently it just likes that one spot. I don't know, it makes me wonder now if that is some kind of a portal there, that it's the only one that knows about it somehow, or what the deal is with that. I don't know. But, that's just for anyone that hasn't heard me talk about this before. That's what I was referring to. So, but yeah. So, I'm not sure if it'll be a two-part or three-part thing next week on the Haunted Caves. I'm gonna research that over the weekend, and then we'll see where that goes. And then even if it's not a three-part thing for next week, I mean, that just means next Friday I'll be reading more random ghost stories from the internet. And that's what I like, alternating between the topics and then the random stories that I find. I think that's a good mix. Keeps it interesting, keeps it from getting too boring, I hope. It feels like it for me anyway. It feels like it works pretty well. So, I think that'll do it for this episode. Again, you can find all my episodes, including this one. It'll be up in probably about an hour at the latest. Over at salcidoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SALSIDO. And again, if you have any comments or questions, and you don't want to be or the Discord, which I understand, but I can promise you Discord is an amazing platform. I love it. I'm not sponsored by them. They're not paying me to say it. I love the platform. But you can always email me at salcidoparanormal@gmail.com with your comments or questions or topic suggestions for shows. I already have a file with a list that I've started of topics that I want to cover. And that list is slowly growing over time. So that's a good thing. But, so thank you all for being here. I'll talk to you all next time. Have a good night.